Hello everyone, you know it's Timmy and Shehi. We're back again with another episode of In the Middle podcast. I'm feeling good today, I'm feeling excited, you know the sun is out. Today's the day the Lord
has there been a day you've not been excited?
Is it my fault that I'm a happy person? Like, why are you hating at me? What's going on?
I'm just.
If you don't like me, just say it. If you want me out of this show, just say it. Don't go through the corners.
I'm just saying.
Okay, fine. But I'm feeling good today.
I'm feeling good too.
You are not feeling good. You are not allowed to feel good. But anyways, I hope you guys are doing good. Even if you are not doing good, you don't have a choice. You just have to do good because I'm doing good. So that's your personal problem. Wow. So Timmy, what about you? How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm feeling good.
That's enough. You are fine is enough. I don't want to hear any other thing today. Just keep short. Say one thing and it's okay. I don't want to hear your voice. In fact, only me will talk to you. Yeah. So today, straight to the point. We are here to help you people today. We have heard your complaints.
Exactly.
We know that you are going through it. We have also been through it and we are out of it. That's why we are here to help you. So today we are businessmen, professional gurus.
Are we businessmen?
We are. If I say we are.
Okay. Yeah, we are business.
So today we are teaching people how to leave the trenches because we know we have seen some of you people are struggling. Not me though. But you people are suffering.
So are you trying to say our listeners are suffering?
I mean, most of our listeners are from Nigeria and we know.
It's true. No lies detected.
Exactly. I know what I'm saying. I have my facts. Yes. I don't just drop statistics anyhow.
That's true.
And if you think that you are not in the trenches, you can remove your earpiece and go yourself. Well, you still come back to us, but let's just help you.
I mean, so we're basically discussing getting out of the trenches, basically, because
we are all in the trenches.
Yeah. And everybody wants good life for themselves. We want good life for our listeners too.
Exactly.
I mean, if you guys have plenty of money, you can be giving us, you know, some of the money. What do you think, Jay?
Exactly. Imagine you are listening to our episode and you are thinking, ah, God, my phone battery is about to die. There is no light. We don't want that for you.
No, we don't want that.
We want you to be in, you know, in a 16th story building, enjoying yourself in a jacuzzi, that kind of a life.
That's what we want.
Because that's the life we are also living. Yes, you get me?
You know what I'm saying?
You get me? So today, just, if we say A, take it like that.
Yeah, take it like that.
Okay. So right. Timmy, let me ask you first of all.
What's your question?
What is the trenches for some of our special 1% listener? I don't know what trenches is.
So trenches is Nigeria.
I like that.
Trenches is Nigeria. Nigeria is the trenches. But basically, trenches is just somewhere that is not like the best living condition.
Yeah.
Or like
a place that is designed to finish you, that is designed to kill you.
That is designed to, you know, not bring
frustrate
out
you.
Frustrate you. That's just what trenches is.
That is bad for your mental health.
And for your physical health too.
And emotional health. And spiritual health.
Trenches is just a place that's not good for you technically. That's just what trenches is, man. Okay. I mean, you yourself, God, you will not be happy that you're in the trenches because that's what trenches is.
Nobody wants to be affiliated with the trenches.
So when I say Nigeria is the trenches, I'm not meaning like, you know, there are not some nice places in Nigeria or something, but the whole structure of this country is just designed to frustrate your life.
And that's the trenches.
And that's just trenches for me, to be honest.
But the truth is, even in this Nigeria that we see Nigeria is trenches, there are some places that they are not trenches. And they are kind of, you know, you can semi-luxurious trenches.
Semi-luxurious trenches, but everywhere you see trenches because police can arrest you anywhere. And they'll beat the hell out of you even if they're in Banana Island. So I'm just saying that trenches is just somewhere that you don't want to be in. And somewhere that is not really nice. For example, Mushi
Olosha.
Yes. Exactly.
But Mushi, I'm sure there are mansions in Mushi.
But they are more, you see, you're only as rich as the people that you are living next to.
So, I need to hold on to that.
Exactly.
I need to hold on to that.
For example, Mushi, there's this area too in, I can't remember now. Ajegunle.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
So now we are pinpointing.
I'm pinpointing.
We are pinpointing. That's what we are doing.
There are trenches and there are trenches.
Okay.
So you know some other parts of Nigeria.
Okay,
you
fine.
Know, if you're living in maybe Shomolu, it stretches, but you know.
Okay, so how do I know I'm in the trenches, Mr. Timmy? Since you know all the places that are trenches and places that are not trenches, how do you identify
that you are in the trenches?
Yes. Maybe you are not self-aware before, but you have heard this episode now. You now want to know. This is me.
You yourself, look at yourself.
Okay.
In the first place.
Okay, our listeners, you are listening, look at yourself. Pause. And then look at yourself.
Exactly.
Examine yourself.
When you look at yourself, I'm like, is this where I'm supposed to be?
Okay.
If you are not where you are supposed to be, you are in the trenches.
Wow.
That's my own definition.
I feel like that's too much.
Why do you feel like that?
Because if you are not where you are supposed to be, maybe you have a big dream that you are dreaming towards. Mm-hmm. And just because you are not there does not mean you are in the trenches now.
But the point is, like, you're not where you want to be.
but you are walking towards, you are making
when you get there, you have left the church. But you have, you have not got it there yet. Okay, look at it this way now. I don't want to call figures or something. Let's say you're making some amount of money and then you're leaving.
You have been naming areas. Why isn't my time for money now? You're not naming figures.
I don't want to name figures. You name because, you know, there was this gist that said when you send 10k to somebody to spoil themselves. You
get that about that.
I don't want to name a money. I should not gonna say when you're earning this amount of money, and someone says that's my dream salary, and I'm calling it trenches.
It's fine.
You get, so you're earning some amount of money, you're living in a certain area that you feel like, oh, I'm doing comfortable for myself, right? And then you get to go somewhere else, and then you get exposed to some certain type of life.
Like, wow, oh my god,
I think I'm living in the trenches. You get, so basically, for somebody now, if you have some set of goal for yourself, and then you look at yourself, I'm like, I don't think I'm doing the best for myself. I don't think I'm earning as much as I should be earning, or as much as I could be earning if I actually tap into my full potential. At that moment, you are sitting in the trenches. If you can't get whatever you want to get, whenever you want to get it, you are sitting in the trenches.
For real?
I mean, that's just my own definition of trenches.
To me, you are sounding like a very harsh businessman, but I understand.
I mean, you know, there's and I'm not trying to say super rich. Like, obviously, there's like super rich, that's like Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and stuff. But there's like super comfortable.
Okay. Right. So once you're not super comfortable, you're in the trenches.
Yeah, in the trenches. That's my own definition.
I think for me, I would say trenches is when you're living like from hand to mouth. Like, let's say.
That's poor.
Yeah. If you're in the trenches, you're poor now. Can you be rich in the trenches?
I mean,
living from hand to mouth doesn't mean you don't have food to eat. It just means that you are struggling. Mm. Like, maybe they pay your salary today, in 3 days you have spent it, finished, you have paid debt, you have done this, you've done that. You're not able to plan for the future. You're only living in the moments, because that's what you can afford. So I think that's pretty much it. So I think that's just finance. I think everything revolves around finance.
Exactly. So that's why I told you. Finance. Because point is, once you start making more money, you live in better areas. But she did feel like at the moment you start making more money, you should live in better areas.
Hey now, don't you want to leave the trenches?
Exactly. That's just it. So everything still revolves around how much you earn or how much you get, and that will determine whether you're in the trenches or not.
Okay, so now that we know that some people are in the trenches,
like me, I mean,
Timmy, don't go out of character. I said today we are businessmen, okay, we are financial gurus.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Financial gurus. We are making 9 figures every hour.
I mean, yes. You need to see my bank account. The database is running out of.
In fact, my screen cannot contain the number of figures on it anymore. I mean, come on, believe us.
The bank keep calling me every day. That do I want to borrow them some money?
Exactly. That's how difficult it is to be us. Yes. Yeah. So how do I make it out of the trenches?
Sporty bet. I mean,
to me, I feel like you have a story. Is it sporty bet that you used to leave the trenches? Because you and I know that you have history with these sporty bets people.
It's sporty bets. You want to make it out of the trenches fast. I mean, hard work is there. I'm not going to take it away. But if you want to go out of the trenches fast, you have to have a relationship with sporty bets. But I'm just joking. I mean, I don't want to say hard work, because that would just be me making mockery of people that are working hard and are sitting in the trenches.
Okay.
Right. But to be honest, like, the first way to make it out of the trenches is God's grace. And I'm not even joking. I know I'm not some sort of pastor or some sort of
alubarika.
You get small work, big money. That's God's grace, to be honest. Like, you just have to pray that, God, I beg, as I'm going out today, let me see 100 million. Let me see 100 million.
So what if I'm an atheist?
Well, that's on you.
Okay.
That's on you. But basically, I just feel like it's just God's grace that helps.
So that's
because you know, look at it this way, like, not so many people get to break that barrier of you're coming from a family that you were not born with a silver spoon, and then you get to super comfortable. Now, I know some people can actually go from trenches and then they get to comfortable. Obviously, like, a lot of people that have a good education and a good job, you can actually do that. But for you to now break the barrier of from trenches to super comfortable or rich or like super rich, I mean, it takes a lot.
It's not normal. Are you thinking what you're thinking? No,
that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
But then it's just you had one person box, God is putting out two for you.
You get, God is doing the finesse.
You get, like, you just press box. But obviously, working hard is one of it. I mean, like the more you work, the more chances of you getting rich. That's obviously that, and also working smart as well, right? You have to work smart, but then at the end of it all, it's just grace, man. It's just grace. Okay. So Shay, how do you feel like you make that of the changes? Don't say hook up. Don't say. I know you want to say hook up. Don't say. All right. Don't say hook up.
It's not like I wanted to say hook up.
I know that's the first thing on your mind.
Okay, fine. So I think the first thing is to have a plan and surround yourself with people that are going to where you want to be. So for example, let's say you're not doing too well, try and look for people that can influence you. I think there's a saying that says you are a function of the five people you spend time with. I'm not saying you should leave your
friends. But all your friends are in the trenches now.
Wait, now let me land. So okay. You are land first. So even if all the people that you know are in the trenches, try and get to places or go to places or be with people that are at least outside of your, is it tax brackets they call it, so that you can at least see what life is outside of the trenches before you even get there.
That's true.
You know, sometimes if you are going somewhere, you don't even need to go to the place, you just need to know the name of the place first. So that, I feel like that's a starting point. Know where you are going, and also you think big, but baby steps, like small steps. Maybe for example, now if your goal is to leave the trenches, first of all try and taste what life is outside the trenches first before you fully leave. Put one leg outside of the trenches.
So Shay, what I said is, if my goal is to leave the trenches, I should say one day I should save up all my money, I should go and rent one Airbnb in VGC
and
like
taste
2 days.
I think that's actually a very good point. So I think, in as much as you are in a place where you are not happy with, it's very important to see what life is outside. So like you said, now let's say you are sitting in the trenches, you've never seen luxury in your life, you've never been in a place that's 24/7 light, you've never entered Benz before. If you can, and it will not affect you, just once in a while, just, you know, drive, go and rent one small Benz for like, maybe I don't know how much they are renting motor, like 30k per day, or go and rent a very small 2 hours hotel that you just give them some, and just see what life is there. That would even motivate you to put in the work to
that's true. I agree with that.
But that will not take you out of the trenches. That's just the first
thing. That will motivate you to leave the trenches. It's just like, you know, it's just like you're discussing with a friend, and then you're talking about work, and they say, oh, I'm at my workplace, they used to serve us lunch, they used to, like, and you need to see our office, and you're like,
that's what they do for the,
are you sure you are not employed in the office? So, and it give you more motivation to actually, like, you know, push on and then do something.
And you even understand that it's possible, because some people don't believe that this thing exists somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. Some people don't actually believe that there's life outside what they currently experience.
Think like maybe the maximum money you can make in your life is probably like maybe,
you know, Shay,
1 million.
To be honest, I'm not even going to lie to you. Right.
Like, don't go out of character.
I'm not going out of character. Okay, I'm actually going to use it as a motivation,
okay,
right?
I'm here.
So growing up, I mean, like, if you hear that someone is earning 1 million, you'd be like, oh my god, this person has arrived. I mean, like, when I was, you know, probably going through high school, and you'd be like, if I can just finish high school now, I start earning like 1 million per month, and you're thinking that, I'll go slap Barry or whoever the president is at the time. You slap him, and then at the end of the day, when you now like experience life, and then you feel like, okay, I mean, well, that's all right. I mean, but I just feel like you experiencing things. So there are some things you don't know they are possible until there are some houses that you don't believe that people can actually build, until you experience that. So I feel like but it still goes down to hard work, you know, having a plan.
So Timmy, do you think you can, with legal steps, leave the trenches successfully without doing any magumagu, or maybe lie to somebody, scam somebody small, just a little bit? Maybe you buy something of 100 and you sell it for somebody else for like 1,000 or something.
Well, that's not scam, that's business.
Okay, that's, I like business. That I like that.
It's not scam, it's business. It's just you know, doing what you have to do to get to where you have to go.
To survive.
But obviously, it has to be there's nothing wrong in flipping, like, you buy something for this price, you sell it for this price, as long as there's someone willing to buy for that price. That's business. Right. But then, there's obviously, you can make it out of the trenches legally. And I say that with all confidence, because I have made it out of the trenches legally.
And are you sure it's legal? Are you sure if there's no small court case?
If I can do it, you can do it too. Okay. But I mean, like, it just takes a lot of dedication and hard work. That's just what it is. I mean,
and I think you have to be lucky too. Do you think luck plays a
part? That's where I said grace. Like, luck is just a function of grace. That's just what I'm speaking like a pastor.
I mean, bless me, daddy.
But luck is just a function of grace, and that's just what I feel it is. So it just takes God's grace for you to get out of where you are currently.
Another thing I would like to ask is, are there specific things that you think people that are struggling can do, like something fast for them to make money? Like, would you advise maybe working a kind of, like, are there specific fields that is easy? Because I think the main thing is people don't even get chances in the first place.
Yeah,
I think that's like the main problem. Like, imagine you are somewhere, let's say you are a conductor. Like, how do you make that shift? And even when you make that shift, how do you ensure that it does not affect you even when you leave? Like, you see some people that they say they have poverty mentality, but you don't really blame them.
Yes,
that's how they were brought up.
So let me just chip in. So one thing I've learned in this life is everybody is good at something.
Okay.
Right.
There's that talent.
There's that one thing. It's not even talent. It might be just a skill that you have been doing over time, and then you've gotten good or like gotten very good at it. Right. So it's just for you to identify what it is. It might not be a talent. It might be something you learned. It might be, some other thing. All you have to do is just find out what that thing is and then stick to it. But the point is, you have to ensure that thing is something that can make you money, because there are some skills that, although they can make you money, but they won't make you a lot of money, right?
True.
So you have to find that skill that you know that, oh, this thing is profitable and there's demand for this skill. And even if you don't know it, you can go and learn it. I've seen people that were doing some certain thing and then they go ahead and say, you know what, I want to learn how to make shoes, I want to learn how to make clothes, and then they stick to it. Like, they do it over and over and over and over again until they get very good at it.
Consistency.
And, yeah, exactly. And then at some point, it just happens, like maybe they blew overnight, but point is, you don't know that they've been putting in the work over and over again. So that's just so for you to make it out of trenches, you have to like just be consistent. And then when you're out, obviously they say you can take the boy out of the hood,
but you cannot
take the hood out of the boy. It's going to be very hard, to be honest, like for you to lose or shaking up that mentality of, oh, I used to be at this point in my life and I'm at this point in my life. But like you said, Shay, you are just a function of people that you roll with. So by the time you leave the trenches, I'm not saying you should ditch your friends,
but
like you would obviously have to level up so you can actually gain more businesses, right? So that's, imagine I was speaking with somebody and then the person just got a new car. The person was driving a saloon car, and then the person bought an SUV. And I was wondering, I was like, why did you buy an SUV? The person is a contractor, he's a builder. And he said, imagine you are going to meet your client and you are driving this car. I mean, they won't give you the business. So you have to level up, show that you are a part of the big boys in the game.
That's how. You're competent to an extent.
So you also want to level up to an extent, you know, lose the mentality that you usually have that me spend 10 million on the car, God forbid. You know that kind of thing now.
Yeah.
Like, how would I spend 10 million on the car?
And I think it works both ways. So I think as much as you say you don't lose the poverty mentality, people tend to overdo when they're on the other side too as well.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So you make more money. Like, we know you. Tunde. Yes, Tunde, we know you. You've just started making small money, small. Next thing, you went to go and do more than yourself.
And buy Benz.
So how do you make that balance between you don't overdo and then you don't also still have that same mentality? Like, what do you think people can do to keep that balance in check? Like, you stay hungry of you want to work for more, but at the same time you still don't have that that mindset.
I've arrived.
Scarcity mindset.
Well, so one way I feel like you can actually balance it is, to be honest, for people coming from a place of need to a place of prosperity, I always feel that it's always very advisable to get a financial advisor.
Then is that a thing?
Yes, now it is a thing.
Oh yeah, it is. People like us, we're actually financially. Yeah. Sorry, I almost stepped out of character too as well.
Yeah,
but it's a thing.
You have to get like a financial advisor. It could be maybe a trusted friend that probably is into what you're currently doing, or knows how the business world is or how the finance world is. So for you just to get someone and say, okay, this person, I've got this money now, how do you think I should I get this investment, should I buy this thing at this point in time, should I move places? Obviously it's always good to get a financial advisor. Some people like say I have a mentor.
People that have been there done.
Yeah, people that have been there, like, oh, this person actually went from the trenches to being rich. How did he do it? You get it.
I think that's another thing to
ask. Yeah, it's always very, very.
How do you sustain it? How do you make sure that you, for example, Tunde, I'll be using Tunde today. Tunde started out in the trenches. Mm-hmm. Tunde left the trenches. Now Tunde is back in the trenches. What do you think causes that?
Well, one thing I think causes that is, and I'm not even going to lie, there are many reasons that could cause it. It could be village people. That one is also one of the reasons. It could be village people. It could also be of your own doing. And it could be of other people's doing. One thing I've actually noticed about people that actually leave the trenches, especially in Nigeria, when you leave the trenches and then you make it big, mm-hmm. Because we have extended families.
Okay.
You get
it's not my fault, auntie's my child, dad, yeah, my mommy,
my aunties, uncles. My auntie, my uncle. You have all those people, and then everybody is struggling, and then you are the one person that manages to make it out.
So don't you believe in pulling people out of the trenches, even though you have
obviously, I'm guessing this part. So all that responsibility of, oh, one person has made it out, mm-hmm. so he has to be the one to help every one of us. I mean, I'm not against helping your family members and stuff, but sometimes there'll be, maybe you're a business person now and then you hit it big in the business and the money you're supposed to use to expand the business,
to invest,
you're not like, oh, I have family members now, I have to buy a car for my dad, I have to buy a car for my mom, I have to take them out from the area they're living to a new area. I'm obviously in support of that, but sometimes people now get to overdo that.
Or they do it too early.
They do it too early at the expense of their business. So you eat one small money now, and then you're already settling, you're already sending your younger ones to private universities, you're already taking your family, and then the business that you're supposed to focus on, the business that brought you out of the trenches, you're now starving that business all for the sake of, my parents must, you know, start living large because they have worked out. Obviously they have, and they should enjoy it, but sometimes you have to strike that balance between having to grow your wealth and having to share your wealth.
Okay.
Because point is, when you start sharing the money you're supposed to be investing, and the point is, when the money finishes, all the people that you think that you have helped them, they're going to go back and be like, what's up? So it's always a very thin line for you to strike that balance between, oh, I need to help my family too, I need to move ahead and then try to reinvest my money.
Yeah, I think another important thing is delayed gratification. Like, try and delay the enjoyment. I know life is short and all that, but you can try and, you know, just try and delay and what is it called, praise yourself or reward yourself later down.
Why would I reward? That's what they have been saying since secondary school. When you finish secondary school, you reward yourself. I finished secondary school, I don't remember, I went to university. This is when you finish university, you reward yourself. I started hustling. They say when you have money, now I have the money. Why can't I reward myself
Timmy,
now?
Timmy, calm down. Timmy, it's called, you delay the gratification.
Is it until I die? Is it until I die?
You will enjoy it later. Eh? It's better for you to enjoy it for a long period of time than for you to enjoy it for just like a year or two. So it's about the long term. You need to think long term. So one thing I said before is, if you are in the trenches when you cannot think long term. So at least that's a step. Maybe before you're in the trenches, you couldn't think long term. Now you can think long term of 1-2 years. So that will motivate you to work hard so that you'll be able to think long term of 10, 15, and even your generations to come. So I think that's just one thing to keep in mind, is having that balance of how can I improve and also still trying to help people. Because, I mean, the reality is you have your loved ones. And if you are the one that you are able to at least make something doing, these are the people you care about. And what's the point of life if the people you care about are not...
I know, like, exactly. That's just what it is.
So, you know, if you go back to the churches because you help your family member, it's understandable. God will bless you with another...
But I just feel like some people, at the point is, they just... Once they eat the first big check, they just, you know.
But I actually don't blame them, because there's a Yoruba saying that says, "Oh, what no, the money that a child first sees, you use it to buy."
Oh yeah, I do.
So sometimes you need to get it out of your system. I think that's another important thing. I think it's just like people used to. It's just like the old face thing that we talked about. Like, sometimes get it out of your system and just do it and just get it over with. Mm. So that now that you've experienced it, you've seen the bad side, you've learned from it.
But why can't you learn from other people? Why do you have to be the one to learn from
it? It doesn't slap. So sometimes you make mistakes so that you can learn. So for example, let's say when you try and make small money, you blow it all, or you make a wrong decision, you're like, okay, fine, what did I learn from this? How can I do it better? Mm. And you move from there. So I think we've given some good solid points.
Yeah, today. I just my own thing is that just be financially prudent. Once you make it, once you eat it, have that financial prudence that, oh, there are some things I need to spend money on.
Well, Timmy, I don't want to suffer for this. Like, what do you mean I should be financially prudent?
There are some things you need to spend money on, and there are some things you don't need to spend money on. Like, I mean, I get it. You want to carry four girls in one night. I get it. I also want to.
But what?
But you have to be wise.
Okay.
Yeah, be like, maybe I'll carry one today. Next week, I'll carry
one. You break it down. I think that's another thing too. Try and avoid things that would drain you when you are. It's not even about finances now. Like, that will take your time too much.
Yeah, exactly.
So that, because if you are just making it out, there will be a lot of distractions. And you have to be careful so that, you know, those distractions don't hold you down. And you not just realize that you are just one leg out and you are not fully out of it. And I think it also takes discipline too as well.
I mean, it takes discipline. And also, I feel like one of the things that people miss out on is accountability. So look at it this way, yeah? You were in the trenches with a lot of people, maybe your parents and all that. And then you make it out, right? Or you get your big break. And then you feel like at that point, you're not accountable to people. Like, people can't tell
you. I'm bigger than you. What do you mean?
People can't tell you what to do.
I'm better
than you. I feel like
that's
one of the mistakes people make that make them return to the churches very quickly. Because imagine if someone makes a lot of money and then your parents, because parents always know, most parents always know best. I don't want to
say it's experience.
They've
been
there. So they'll be like, hey, my son, don't, all this one you are doing, this up and down, up and down, up and down. That. You know what? Let me give you some experiences of people that I know. Right? And this one is, I'm not going to call names. So this guy, he eat it big, okay. Doing what I'm not going to say what he did to eat it big, but
okay.
he eat it big, if you get me.
Okay, we get you.
And then this boy will leave the house and go and spend 1 month in an hotel.
What do you mean? What's wrong with that?
Like, dude, you're just sitting here, you're not at Ramajago or, you know.
Hush puppy.
I mean, then he would leave the house and go like and spend 1 month. Go and pay for 1 month.
To enjoy himself. What's wrong with that?
Then when the money finishes, he'll come back home again.
Hey,
and also some more. And I'm like, I get it. There's always grace that you would make more money.
Yes.
But the point is, between that time of you spending the one you have and you get another one, can't you just think long term? To get, and then try to, you know, invest your money, recycle your money, and see how it works out. So that's just why I feel like people do, like, I don't want to suffer for this life.
Exactly, to me, I don't want to suffer for this life.
They just,
yeah, now, maybe in my life, it's only maybe once in 3 months that I used to eat meat. Maybe it's pomo that I've been eating. Now you tell me not to buy a whole goat.
Well, your money, your choice, boss. But so, Shay, what do you feel like you do with your friends? Like, all of you are hustling and then you make it out.
I think the main thing is,
do you change friends?
There's a balance. So I think the main thing is, if the friends are weighing you down, or they are not at least trying to level up. So if they are taking away from you, so for example, let's say you have a friend, you've made it out of, you guys, one of the person has a big break, and then you're not trying to tell your friend, this is how I did it. Put in the work, blah blah, it's not easy, blah blah blah, and the friend just doesn't care about that, they just want to blah, blah, just dash me money, make I go buy beer, like
that's,
I just weighing you down. At some point you might have to drop them, not necessarily drop them that they're not your friend, but you just realize that in this your new phase, they don't necessarily fit in. You guys will still be very close. You still gist. You still eat equal B and that's steady with them. But you just realize that, you know, you are not in that same you're not in that phase of your life anymore. It's painful to hear. It's painful to see. But you can't save everybody.
So have you been in that situation before where your previous friends from your years when you were younger and you were still hustling at this moment, and then you obviously, you know, you're a businessman now. I mean,
yeah,
roll with the likes of Elu Melu and Otedola, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and then they'll be like, they're still your friends, but like you don't really roll with them that much anymore. Have you been in that situation?
So, like I said, they are still your friends, but it's just that it cannot be exactly the same situation anymore. So let's say, for example, your previous state, you wake up in the morning, you go to your basira to go and eat rice and beans.
I mean,
so it cannot have that same reality more anymore, because we are all like in different places of our lives. Maybe this person is working in this bank, this person is doing this thing. So yes, you can't have that same situation anymore, but as long as you still keep in touch, as long as you are still aware of what's happening in their life, as long as, you know, you guys are still enjoying yourselves as friends, I think that's like the main thing.
So that's just it, man. I just feel like, so should we do some episode on financial prudence and investment?
Yeah.
I mean, because point is, after trenches, the next thing you want to become an investor. Like Sabinus.
Sabin, you want to be able to
diversify.
So that your next week is going to be huge. Something huge is going to come.
I I think we're going to do an episode on investment.
Don't worry, we are here for you. You know, we are financial gurus.
Exactly.
You get me? So I think that's it. I think the main thing is try and surround yourself with people that, you know, are going where you are going. You have to put in the work as well. It's going to take time.
It's going to take time.
Be consistent, and then with the grace of God, Allah, and whatever you believe in, you know, just believe that, you know, eventually you're gonna hit it big.
You're going to hit it big.
So Timmy, what do you have for our listeners today?
So what I have for our listeners today is that I'm going to sound like a pastor again.
That's not a problem. I'm going to sound like a pastor too.
I'm going to sound like a pastor. Well, the point is, you can't get anywhere without God's grace.
Okay.
And that's just what it is. No matter the number of work you put in, no matter the amount of you know, effort you put in, God is the one that answers like all requests. So no matter how talented you think you are, no matter how far you think you've gone in life, okay, and then you feel like, oh, I don't need God, I'm doing good for myself, I mean, you're just going to be back in the trenches in no time. That's just what it is. So I'm not saying you should be like some spirit coco or church goer every 2 days of the week, but at the point that you just know that deep down inside of you, you know who does it for you, right? Just put in your work and hope that God does the rest for you. So there's this saying that one of my bosses used to say. You'd say, work as if you have not prayed, and pray as if you have not worked. So
I felt that.
You get to work as hard as maybe you are the only one in charge of your life, and then you get to pray as hard as you have not done anything in your life, and God is doing everything for you. So that's just what I'm going to leave you all with today.
That's
so
say,
what do you have?
I think for me, I'm just gonna say, try as much as possible to have something to give, like try as much as possible to have value, because people would usually invest in people that they see value in. And I think there's something called like the Matthew effect. I think the Matthew effect is pretty much saying people that have an advantage will always have an advantage, and people that are at a disadvantage will continue to have an advantage. And I think it's coming from the Bible, which pretty much says like, for everyone who has, more will be given. And so everyone who doesn't have, it will be taken
from you.
So as whenever you find yourself, try as much as
possible. That's more like the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. Right.
Yeah, so as much as possible, whenever you find yourself, try and have something that you can give to people, have something that you can show. Because people will take a chance on you when they feel, oh, this guy is onto something. But if they feel like, oh, there's nothing, you can never make
it. You can never offer anything.
So, I mean, wherever you find yourself, surround yourself with people that, you know, can improve you, and it can also give. It's not always about what you can get, it's also about what you can give, because life is about giving.
I think I need to call Elubelu. I've not spoken to him in a while.
Yeah, we've not had a chat in a while. Yes, after this episode, we'll sip a bottle of wine with Asson and have a chat with him.
Yeah, we'll discuss next future of you know, the next 20 or 30 years of Nigeria.
Yeah, exactly. And the next decade,
and maybe we'll speak to Dangote too, by the way.
Aliko
called me like a couple weeks ago. I didn't pick his call. I'll speak to him.
So yeah, that's what we have for you guys today. We hope you've learned. In fact, check your bank account and refresh. You would have seen
the money
some
would
extra
have gone
digits
up.
just from this mindset. They say mindset is the start. If you change your mindset, you can change anything.
But you know that they used to say sometimes that there's no matter how determined the cockroach is, it will always end up in the belly
of
the
egg. You don't ruin all the work that we have done. Don't ruin all the work we have done.
But the point is, once you believe that you can do it, I mean, you can do it.
Yeah. Knowledge is power. So now that you have the knowledge, go and execute.
See no more.
I
want to sound like a pastor today. But I think this is where we're going to be coming to the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to listen to our previous episodes if you have not, on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, on Anchor, AudioMac, anywhere you've been listening to us. Even on our website as well, you can also listen. And don't forget to interact with us on our social media platforms at In The Middle FM on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
Yeah, we're on TikTok.
Yes, although we've not made any videos lately, but very soon we'll make videos again. So thank you very much. Till we meet again in the next 2 weeks for another episode of In The Middle Podcast. Thank you.